earth, and sky.
Millions of people around the world hear what we do every day. And I think the people who are part of our community feel as we do that the future can be a thoughtful place, that we don't have to just rush headlong into the future without some of this information that science can give us.
You're listening to the familiar voice of veteran science communicator Deborah Bird, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Deborah is founder and president of Earth Sky Communications Incorporated, a new media company reaching millions worldwide every day, focused on science. I spoke with her about Earth Sky's vision. What makes Earth Sky different from other science media companies?
Well, I think for one thing, Earth Sky is a leader in letting scientists speak directly to the public. We try to be a clear voice for science, and everything that we produce is based on interviews with scientists. So our podcasts are various lengths and in a couple of languages, and we keep it all on a level, we hope, that people can feel connected to. Because our feeling is that if the person listening feels connected to that scientist who's speaking, then we've sort of built a bridge between the listener and the scientist. And it's a very great honor to do that and to do that work. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Why do you do this kind of work?
I've been doing this work for about 30 years. And 30 years ago, scientists were kind of held in awe by the culture, and they were the guys in the white lab coats, you know. It was the time of the Apollo program, going to the moon. Everything was very exciting. And nowadays, people don't have the same attitude about scientists that they had back then. And yet, we at Earth Sky believe that science has a really important role to play in the 21st century. So we put these podcasts and other content about science out into the world so that people can hear them and have some of the same feeling that we here at Earth Sky get about science, which is that, wow, there are a lot of smart people out there who are thinking about the challenges of the 21st century and not always agreeing on the solutions, but at least working toward the solutions.
How does Earth Sky support itself?
Well, we work with many science organizations, institutions, private foundations, corporations whose scientists are doing important work that impacts all of us, government organizations like NASA or NOAA. NOAA is the climate agency, essentially. Or, of course, the National Science Foundation. And sometimes we work with individual scientists who are trying to get information out as part of their grant that they have for doing science research. And all of these scientists and science organizations in various places are trying to get their message out.
What's it like to work with a government agency?
Lots of forms to fill out, but many scientists do work for the U.S. government. So, for example, we've been able to work with NASA to bring information about satellites looking down at the Earth, what they're seeing. It's very interesting.
And how about corporations? What's that like?
Well, of course, much of the science that's going on Earth today is being explored and developed at corporations. You know, if you drive a car and eat food and drink water and turn on the lights, you're basically dealing with corporations. And so it's very exciting for us getting to interview scientists who are doing such impactful work in the world.
How do you maintain your journalistic integrity?
Well, the corporations want to work with us because we have integrity. They don't want us to say anything that's untrue. They don't want to compromise us in any way because part of the reason they're working with us is that they know that we are a holder of the public trust. We've been on the air for many years and people do trust us and trust what we say, and the corporations do value that. We always do come down on the side of integrity, and we won't vary from that for any reason.
You call Earth Sky a new media company. What does that mean?
We're, of course, a leader in producing podcasts, and that's a part of new media. But there are many other things as well. There are, you know, blogs and RSS feeds, and there's just all kinds of ways now that never existed before of reaching the public. And Earth Sky is very much an expert in podcasts, but also very deeply involved in other forms of new media. With the people that we work with, we want to give them the opportunity to have new media outlets through us.
We've talked a little bit about how you do what you do and what motivates you and some of the standards that you hold. What are you most excited about?
I'm just excited about the future in general, because I think when you work with scientists, I think they're, as a whole, they tend to be people who feel that they're actively involved in doing something about the world. Maybe they tend to be more optimistic. And that optimism has definitely rubbed off on us at EarthSky. And I hope that the work we do reflects that.
You've been listening to Debra Bird, founder and president of EarthSky Communications Incorporated, a new media company focused on science. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for EarthSky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.